It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and I almost said Wednesday, but it isn't. It's a Monday, and it's a Military Monday, which is sponsored by the Federal Savings Bank. And Bill, we had a conversation with the fine folks at the Federal Savings Bank, and they are military personnel. And I was kind of saying to them, I am very relieved that neither of my boys want to be in the military.
Right.
And they kind of said, why not?
It got a little cold in the room.
Right, but I'm sure I'm not the only woman that feels that way, or father, I guess, could feel that way, too. So in the studio with us right now is Captain Tyler Lyons, United States Marine Corps, Chicago Officer Selection Team. Hello, Captain. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
And we also have Sergeant Trayvon Paraka, Marketing and Public Affairs Director for the Marine Recruiting Station Chicago. How are you, Sergeant?
Fantastic, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good. Am I, like, nervous Nelly thinking, oh, I don't want my kids to be in the military because I want them to come home safe and sound? Am I the only mom or father that feels that way?
Most definitely not. My mom was the same way.
Really?
She was.
Do you come from a military family?
Sort of. My grandfather was in the U.S. Air Force. He passed away in 1996, so I didn't really have a chance to know him. But my mom grew up with him in the Air Force, and he went to Vietnam and everything. So she kind of knows what it's like, and she was a little tear-wrenched.
Apprehensive.
Yeah, when I told her I wanted to be a Marine, it kind of wrenched a few tears for her.
And Captain Lyons, the same kind of story?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the natural reaction of any mother or father. I remember I remember the phone call, calling my mom, telling her. She cried. But I just saw her. I just went back home this weekend for Thanksgiving, and I didn't ask her that question there, but I'm sure if you did, she would tell you unequivocally the best decision I ever made.
Because why?
So a lot of people think about the tangible benefits, but there's a lot of intangible benefits, and I think what it's given me as a person, the confidence, the discipline, the work ethic, things that have been instilled in me because of the training that I've gone through, the situations I've been placed in, it just sets you up for life. I really do truly believe that. And when I'm talking to college kids about the Marine Officer Program, or I'm talking to people about being Marines, I talk to them about that. Is it difficult? Yes. Is there danger involved? Yes. But it's a great experience, and I think my mom would tell you that too if she was here today.
The difference is that noticeable in you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's changed me as a person, definitely for the better. I believe that.
And I'm sure as hard as both your mothers cried when you told them you wanted to be in the service, they probably are or were so proud of you for doing it. Would that be correct?
Very correct. My mother is still proud of me to this day. Whenever I tell her I'm doing stuff and she sees pictures or sees videos,
she cries, but in a prideful way.
She's very happy, and she's glad I made that decision.
Now, what makes you decide to go into the military? Did you have a troubled life? A lot of people think if you have a bad upbringing and you want to escape that, you turn to the military, but that's not always the case, is it?
No, it's not. For me personally, I'm a graduate of The Ohio State University. I had a lot of options coming out of college, and I could have done any number of things with that degree, but I decided to join the Marine Corps, and I'm glad I made that decision. It's given me a lot of opportunities off of that. I don't think that's true. You think of the movies, hey, you're going to jail or you're going to the Marine
right.
Corps, and I don't think that's true. I mean, Sergeant Paraka also, I don't know where you stand on it, but...
Well, growing up, I always wondered why anybody would want to join the military. I had the view of you join the military, go to Iraq, you can get shot. Why would anybody want to get shot at? I was very limited on my knowledge. So there was a couple people that I knew who had a lot of experience with the military, had family members. And I asked them, you know, what they thought. And they said, oh, I'd definitely join in a heartbeat. And they were young just like me, and they wanted to join. So I went to the recruiting office out of curiosity just to gather some information, and I ended up liking what the recruiters had to say, and I saw the benefits that it could provide for me and for my life, so I decided to make that commitment.
That initial commitment is how many years?
It's 4 years.
4 years. What's the biggest difference from what you thought it would be and what it actually is?
There's a lot of differences. You get they tell you about all the times you get to go shoot weapons and stuff and wear the nice uniforms. They don't tell you how long it takes to get the uniforms ready. They don't tell you.
I commented off the air how your uniforms were so completely pressed and straight.
Starchy.
Yeah, and I'm used to kids with like teenage boys with wrinkly t-shirts, and you guys just looked at me. So I didn't know there was, you guys do that yourselves? You don't just send them to the dry cleaner?
Wendy, you can send them our way, those two young boys. We'll get those uniforms
shape them up.
Pressed. Yeah.
Shape them up. There was a recruitment film for years. They used to show it in movie theaters and sometimes on TV that showed guys fighting dragons. Do you remember that commercial? You guys haven't fought any dragons yet, have you? Maybe
not
that comes
yet.
Later.
Not yet.
At some point.
I slayed two this morning.
Oh, you did? All right. Well, that part's accurate then. What, you know, we have a new leader coming in, Donald Trump. What does this mean for the military? Do we know yet? Is it still kind of uncharted territory as to what this could mean for the military?
Well, he's going to be our commander-in-chief, and we're going to continue the Marine Corps mission just as we did before.
Yeah.
And it's a great answer.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can you do at this point?
Our commander-in-chief is currently Barack Obama, and our commander-in-chief will be Donald Trump, and we will do you know, what we're commanded to do, and we'll do what the Marine Corps does, which is win our nation's battles and make people into great citizens. So that's what we're doing. It won't change.
Were the guys in the ranks rooting one way or the other, or was it kind of a mixed bag?
I found with the troops and the Marines that I work with that most people keep their political views to themselves.
Do they? Yeah.
Smart move.
It's not very vocalized.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're both Marines. People tend to think that Marines are in the best shape of any other military. Are you not going to answer that for political reasons?
True.
Okay.
It is true.
110% accurate.
Is. How about that? And then rank them down after the Marines. What's the next and the last?
Well, there's the Marines, and then there's the other branches of service.
Yep.
If you ain't first, you're last, right?
all the branches, we have to stay in pretty good shape. Going to combat and doing operations, humanitarian relief, all that stuff puts a physical stress on your body. And if you're not prepared, you're going to fail. So that's why we have our leaders, and our leaders prepare the young Marines to do that.
Good.
That was Sergeant Trayvon Paraka, Marketing and Public Affairs Director for the Marine Recruiting Station right here in Chicago. Also with us, Captain Tyler W. Lyons, United States Marine Corps Chicago Officer Selection Team. Not fair to put you on the spot with this question, but this is one that I would have for someone in the service. How does someone love their country so much that they will do whatever it takes to protect it and to protect us? And thank you for that, by the way, but it takes a special someone.
It does. I mean, people join for different reasons. Some people join to protect the country. Some people join to benefit themselves. At the end of the day, you're joining, and once you've became a Marine, you're working for the Marine Corps' mission. You wake up every day, and you see all the different things going on in the world, you know, riots, protests, stuff like that, and we're fighting for people's freedom to do that. We have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and not many countries have those freedoms that we have, and sometimes they're taken for granted. And just knowing that my son's going to go to school and get a free education until he's 18, that's a reason enough for me.
Are you guys ever scared, or is scared not an option?
I think that it just comes down to training. You know, you train and train and train for a mission to the point where you're just ready.
And you're confident.
And you're confident. I don't think that if anyone told you that they aren't scared, I don't think that's honest.
Yeah.
I think everybody is, but you have a mission, and I'm confident in the training that I've received, and I'm confident in the people next to me. That's really where the confidence comes from, is your brothers and sisters in arms that you know are going to be there to back you up.
Yeah.
If someone's listening to us right now, a parent or maybe somebody's homesick from school and was thinking, you know, I always wanted to join the Marines or another branch of the military, where's the best place to go get information?
They can go online to marines.com. They have a lot of information. They can research if they see some stuff they like. They can put in their information and their zip code, and the recruiter that's closest to them can give them a call, and they can schedule an appointment if they'd like to.
Thank you so much to both of you for your service, for protecting us, and Captain Tyler W. Lyons and Sergeant Trayvon Paraka. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming up today.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
Thanks, guys.
And our Military Monday, sponsored by the Federal Savings Bank. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder. We'll be back after these.